Your morning just got a whole lot weirder. It's time now for the Good Sentences Morning Minute, courtesy of your favorite literary lunatics, Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
Welcome to your morning minute. It is, what is today, Scott? Is it the 17th?
Today is Friday, April 17th.
I was going to say, thank God it's Friday, but one day is like another right these days, isn't it? Good Lord.
Really, if there wasn't a calendar in front of me, I would not have been able to come up with an answer.
But in any case, we are happy that you are here. And of course, there is a special event today. Today is the anniversary of when Chaucer first told the Canterbury Tales in the court of Richard II back in 1397. So that was a couple years ago. I just missed it.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you were there. Okay. Tell us about it. How did that go? It was a long session, I would imagine. I think 17,000 lines long.
And one of the things that's been lost to history is that Geoffrey Chaucer had probably the most annoying voice that a human being's ever had. Try and picture Gilbert Godfrey on speed.
Reading for 17,000 lines.
Yeah. It was horrible. The king actually abdicated the throne for about 10 minutes just so he could get out of the room.
You know, I have to admit, I've never read this.
I started to, and I'll tell you why. When I was a freshman in college, I went to Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, USA. I think it was about the third day of school that the bookstore opened up as people were starting to get their schedules and finding out what textbooks they were going to need. So I went in and I was looking for my textbook. And on one of the first tables as you walk was this huge stack of brown covered, really gross looking books, but it was the complete works of Chaucer. Now, at that point in my college career, I was still planning on a career in journalism. And for some reason, in my mind, I felt any journalist must own a copy of the complete works of Chaucer. It has to be. So I laid out so much money on that book in 1978 dollars that I was unable to feed myself that weekend. So I hope fucking Geoffrey Chaucer is happy.
That explains why.
Whiny voice, obnoxious, long-winded, king abdicating causing son of a bitch. And if I ever get my hands on him and he's still alive, I'm going to kill him.
Does that explain why your copy of the Canterbury Tales has teeth marks all over? Like you're so hungry, you're eating as you read?
And in fact, getting back to the original point, I read about 3 or 4 lines of it. And of course, it's all in Old English. So there's, for the first 3 lines, there's like 27 footnotes. And I quickly thought to myself, this is no longer leisure reading.
Right.
So I closed the book and it's sat closed for the past 40 years.
Oh, sorry, Geoff. You need to come out with an updated version of your work. I mean, it took him, 13 years to write in the first place. So. And it would take us that long to read it.
Well, of course, because he had to keep looking up all the footnotes and everything as he's writing.
What do I mean by this?
What does this word even mean that I'm using? So that's my personal history with Geoffrey Chaucer. Why did we even bring this up? It's ruined my entire Friday.
Yeah, let's forget the whole thing.
Right? Yeah. Really. Show's over.
Thanks, folks.